Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from our friend Scott Capurro. He's doing nightly comedy, 10 minutes a night, on at Scott Capurro on Instagram, and he does a full half hour on Saturdays. So we'll talk to him. That'll be a nice Friday interlude. And now it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. Thank you, Fremont Bank. All right, so here's what's happening. First of all, weirdly, I have gray skies overhead, and it rained overnight. I had no idea that that was going to happen. Did you?
Well, we didn't get any rain. I'm seeing partly sunny skies right now.
Okay, good.
I'm seeing the sun, yeah. So you're totally grayed out, huh?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice weekend, so we'll see. But, you know, that was a surprise to me.
Let's go around the horn. What's happening in San Francisco?
It's actually really windy and cloudy.
Totally clouded over?
Yeah.
What about Millbrae?
I have a little part of blue skies, but then there's super dark gray in the corner of my window there. I'm seeing it start to roll in.
That's ominous.
Like it's going to storm.
Takes over your window here soon, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, there's that. I'll begin with a lot of curfews have been lifted here in the Bay Area, and the protests, peaceful protests for the most part, continued last night, which is good news. More good news includes unemployment rate dropped in May, and they are calling that hopeful sign for the economy's recovery. I know that a lot of businesses are starting to reopen now, and we heard Vegas reopened last night, and so we're starting to see people go back to work. And man, hopefully that is...
Yeah, knock wood. I hope that all... wouldn't it be great if we could slowly but surely get things back on track?
I think our company, which evacuated the building back in March.
Friday the 13th.
I think our company has set September as the beginning of the going back in, whether that means that's mostly sales staff and promotions teams, I don't know. But I look forward to, and I'm hopeful that that begins on schedule. They're saying here that... the coronavirus cases had a minor uptick here in California due to the Memorial Day weekend, but it wasn't a catastrophe that we feared.
Well, that's good.
But we're now hearing, though, and this is from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who says anyone who has attended the nationwide protests should assume they've been exposed to the coronavirus and consider getting tested.
Oh.
Whether or not you want to do that. I mean, I don't know how many people want to listen to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, but
he's not wrong, though. It's, you know, if you have been exposed and you do have it, like, you need to kind of go back into the situation we were in before where you're truly quarantined. You don't want to give that to someone who's going to give it to Nana.
Right. Well, Newsom, Gavin is saying the same. The protests may cause our numbers to spike or surge, so be on alert and make sure you're wearing a mask if you head out and support.
Yeah.
We have one of the weirder stories in front of me now where this dude's name is Dan. It's so rare. I'm sure this is the one guy. It's got to be. But Daniel Thorson went into a silent retreat in mid-March and just walked out. So,
oh my God, he's like Rip Van Winkle.
He
like,
is.
Like, what's happened?
They use that term in the story
because
this person is one.
He had no idea.
None. Meditated through 75 coronavirus news cycles he didn't know about.
Oh my God.
And they just go on to say he wasn't at all aware of social distancing and the issues with trying to get the things you need to stay, you know, your groceries. And
oh, my God. Where's he from, Vin?
Let me see if I've got that.
Had he heard about the coronavirus before
Vermont.
He went in? Oh, in Vermont. Is that, and that's where the retreat was too, or no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, nobody
so shows him
broke
in a little cabin,
him, huh?
and this guy went in for meditation and
he
came out
back.
To find the world had changed forever.
Well, maybe
hopefully.
He should go back, and then you know, 3 months from now, he'll come back out, and the world will have changed again. How about that?
That so is weird,
crazy.
I mean, good for you if you have the luxury to do that, right? Or maybe he's. Maybe he works for God, and that's a position. There's the little retreat that he's been.
Oh boy,
up
he was.
It
really
cabin?
Is just a little shack in the woods. That's you know, in a way, I envy him because even though he's coming out to it now, I feel like we're on the other side of the world. Like we all sort of have been grappling, and now we sort of have a plan, more or less, to come out. Like I don't know if I was him, I'd run right back to that cabin. What's happening? This is a dream. I'm going back. I meditated
right.
The whole world to hell. I'm going to meditate it out now.
We
That's
talked
incredible.
About this, and I got some stuff sent to me on text. Unfortunately, I still haven't been able to get to looking these things up and making sure that they're okay before we post them. I'd hate to put up a link some joker sent us, and it turns out to be a link to Mein Kampf or something. So
Jesus.
You know what I mean? It's like we got to,
yes.
You know, vet these things. And I just haven't. But I got a story in front of me now, which we can absolutely post right away. Teachers reading list of anti-racist books for kids. It's gone viral. It's everywhere now. And I think we should post this. So it does have a list of books that might help young people understand these times we're living in. And it, part of the reason people were sending that in is I was explaining I'm having a hard time trying to figure out where to even begin with my kid who's a kindergartner. They haven't done any U.S. history yet. None.
Right. Right.
I mean, they do the Pledge of Allegiance and they have some idea of country, but they don't have any of the history needed to be able to explain where it's right and where it's wrong.
Well,
and
you know,
how we got here.
She's a 6-year-old and
right.
We're almost seven.
So these books will help. And I will pass this on to Bryn. Little Leaders, Bold Women, and Black History is one of them. Separate is Never Equal. And a few other titles. So I thought, oh, here we go. This is what okay. We've been looking for. So
it's up at the Facebook page. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right, great.
Boom.
All our helpful links are there.
Right. And pictures of us cheesing, right? Just pictures of us going, hi.
Right.
Hi,
there's a
everyone.
Picture of you in a Speedo, too.
Yeah, I love that.
You
picture.
Did not.
No, I mean,
I hope you
I
put the whole series of them up.
It's been there for,
oh, really?
I don't know, 10 years now. So if they
just is it the banner?
No, it's not the banner. I can make it the banner, though. If
yeah,
you...
make it
don't
the banner.
Don't make it the banner.
I think maybe it should be
no
the banner.
No one needs that. That is not right.
That's... I feel like it would
right
be
now.
Fine. Hold on, let me have a look
it
at this.
If you go into the photos and browse.
Well, it's a picture of us on stage now. At like, what looks like a summer thing, and then us posing with our guitars. But I don't see the. I'm having a hard time. Yeah, I think it's too hard for people to find. We really need that for
good
front and center.
By the way, just to circle back for 1 second, can you imagine doing 75 days of silent meditation? Like, honestly, all by yourself for 75 days and being expected to.
Yeah, when you first started
down,
saying it, it was a, I thought it was like a retreat, you know, like he went with a bunch of people. No, I can't imagine that, Vinny. It's like being in, you know, in an isolation chamber or solitary confinement or something. It doesn't sound fun. I wonder what he went there to work on. Like, is he a terrible person? You know, is he trying to make himself? Did he come out a better guy? And then he's like, oh crap, I'm a better guy just as the world sucks.
Right. Well, they do call it what he did a silent meditation retreat, but it does appear that it wasn't with other people. He just sat there himself for 75 days. I don't know how people can afford to tap out for long periods. I guess they just have money.
They have a way
somehow
to do it. Yeah, somehow. Right. Well, is he a young guy, old guy? What is he?
Philosopher.
He's a youngish guy.
And they call him a podcaster, too. So I'm sure he documents it all on a podcast.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Very few people make money at that, so.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Just ask us.
While we're talking about money real quick, I just wanted to mention, and I mentioned this because I hope this is not only a positive trend, but that they all follow through as well. A bunch of major corporations are opening their wallets, including Apple, Facebook, and Verizon, donating $10 million each to fight racial injustice. Bank of America has pledged $1 billion over 4 years. So,
Wow.
That is really positive. We got the children's list of book. Oh, there's a full moon tonight, and it's known as the Strawberry Moon in the U.S. because Native American tribes used it as a signal to start gathering ripening strawberries. So if you've got strawberry plants, I guess this is the time of year when they bloom best. Yeah.
I pulled a couple strawberries off yesterday. You know, when I used to live in Ventura, it was May. I think they have a big strawberry festival. It might have even been April.
Oh.
But I guess it's probably warmer there sooner. I mean, where do the bulk of our strawberries get grown? I guess around here, this would be it because I'm starting to get strawberries now.
I don't know. It's going to be the moon tonight, though, will be colorful and big.
Fantastic. It won't be pink, though, right? I mean, that's just
they
just
call
it the strawberry moon.
The moon will follow a low, shallow path across the sky, meaning moonlight will travel through more of the Earth's atmosphere and should give a colorful orange or yellow tint.
All right.
Our guy, Scott Budman, always takes cool pictures of the moon. Probably he won't tonight because I just mentioned it. But, you know, that's something you can usually find on his Instagram. And I don't. It should just be at Scott Budman. Okay, that's all you need to know about that. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast.
Cashews are the only nut you can't buy in its shell. Do you know why?
Why?
The shells are toxic.
Oh, so they don't sell those to you, huh?
Right.
I love cashews.
I do too. So
a
buttery.
A little mutt, yeah.
But it's weird to find out that the shells, I never really put it into my mind and then went, oh yeah, I guess.
I guess, you know,
although,
most other nuts you do get.
I feel like, and I don't know if this was just in my house because my parents were from the East Coast, but we always used to have a jar or a bowl with a nutcracker and a bunch of walnuts, and I think
almonds
cashews were in there too.
You know, not, I've had the same experience. I don't know what that is. That was Christmas time for us, actually. You had the bowl of nuts. I don't think there were cashews. I think it was almonds. Brazil nuts.
Oh, Brazil nuts is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, the hazelnuts, walnuts, pecans. I don't think there were
right.
cashews. Or maybe you could get them back in the day in a shell, and they were like less worried about them killing us.
Like when I was a little boy, this was the regular thing to have the bowl of nuts and the dumb nutcracker right there. And the big thing, my uncle John, who lived with us for a minute, he used to be able to take two nuts in his hand and crunch them both together. Mm. And then I would, you know, my little 7-year-old weakling hands would be like,
I want man hands.
Yeah, I wanted them so bad. I just really wanted to be able to do that. And he would just go,
yeah,
and walk off and then leave me with, you know, there making the noises I just was.
You should have tried with your thighs. That would have been, you know.
Young man strut. What? All right.
Should have tried to crush him with your thighs. Or behind your knee. Some
cashew nuts, if you want to see how they look.
Oh, yeah.
Then you'd know if you ever saw them.
Never saw it before in my life. They're very
colorful.
They're
yellow and orangey red. That's a, that's the shell, huh? Wow. They are delicious. I love cashews.
Me too.
They're one of my faves. I love pistachios. Those are my favorites.
Pistachios are good too. I like now that you can get them completely out of the shell. That's helpful.
Isn't
that's
it
the fun part though?
Like I actually feel like that's cheating. I mean, it's so stupid. It would be so much easier. And I actually do get aggravated as my thumbs start to get sore from opening those things up. But I would never buy them unshelled. Like I'm like, I gotta have the.
Oh, we like them unshelled at our house. We're eating a lot of those. But we also don't buy, even if we bought them shelled, we wouldn't buy the red. Maybe they don't make the red ones anymore.
I don't even think they make those anymore.
Good.
Is it because they're such an ugly little nut that they used to dye them to make them look more appealing to people? Like, I can't think of another reason why they would put that. Because remember, your fingers would get all pink and your mouth would get pink. And plain old pistachios.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let us know what's going on. We'd love to hear from you. Happy Friday. Our strawberries come from Monterey County, Salinas, and also from Watsonville. Yeah, there's a lot of farmland just
around
south
here.
Of us that goes basically all the way through. I mean, if you've traveled south, you know that the drive along, there's a lot of farmland.
Sure. A lot of artichokes, too. They like the misty, the misty ocean.
Oh, there's everything. Speaking of nuts, there's almond trees. A lot of those out there.
Yeah.
You seen those?
Central Valley,
Yeah.
I've got the reason why they dye the pistachios red. Just because they say they left ugly stains after they were harvested. So they would just try to hide the imperfections.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do now to clean the shell? I don't even want to know. Never mind. Don't tell me.
No, I mean, there are stains on the ones that I eat now. I mean, they're just not that pretty, but I still crack them open and eat them. They're great. Really?
I know. I love pistachios. I remember being a little kid and I loved pistachios and they were always red and I just thought that was how they came. And then we went to a ice cream place and they're like, oh, we have pistachio ice cream. And it was green. And I'm like, what the F is this? Pistachios are red. Everyone knows that. Where's my red ice cream? Stupid. What are you guys, stupid?
5-year-old Sarah with the F word. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I've been swearing since I was very, very young. I'm cracking nuts with my thighs, everyone. So
nice.
You have a grit in your mouth at that time, too?
Sure.
Hasn't begun yet.
Got to start early.
Right.
Need my smokes. Where's my pack of smokes rolled up in my onesie sleeve? Tucked into the waistline of my diaper.
One behind
Mom,
the ear as well, right?
Sure. Well, my ears were very small, so.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we're going to talk to Scott Capurro, but I also have an announcement about the concert for COVID-19 that Seattle was about to do. That's been postponed. And the music news after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.